Reporting from Burnaby, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. On August 12th, Mechatronics Systems Engineering Professor Majid Bahrami with Simon Fraser University unveiled a prototype of a device called the Sorption Heat Transformer and Thermal Storage System, or SORTABO. This new technology converts waste heat found in district heating systems to cooling that can be used for air conditioning in buildings without the need for infrastructure upgrades or electricity. This prototype cooling machine can be seen inside Burnaby City Hall until September 5th of this year. CJSF reached out to Majid Bahrami for an interview about this new prototype, as well as to learn more about why the city of Burnaby decided to display it, and if the city has any plans to expand its use of this technology in the future.
So city of Burnaby is building right now one of the largest district heatings in North America. And they are using a renewable source of waste heat, which is already wasted, is not used. So it's a great, great initiative. So I've been working with the city. And our technology, the idea here is they're digging all the areas downtown Burnaby, Metro Town, and Edmund Station. And then there would be like five phases. Slowly they're going to expand this. Also to Riverside and other district areas in Metro Vancouver. But with all the investment and this large scale infrastructure, they're going to be only using it for heating, which is like 4 months a year. So our technology, if we can scale it, will not only increase the usefulness of this infrastructure, because it can also provide cooling, it also is going to reduce the amount of time for them to return their investment significantly. So cooling is a lot more expensive. And again, the idea here is you don't need to have your chillers or heat pumps in your building to have cooling. You don't need to worry about the maintenance, the environmental impact, and so on. This is completely sustainable. That's why the city of Burnaby found this, the engineers and the council there found it interesting.
We then asked Bahrami how long him and his team had been researching this technology until they were able to produce a functional prototype.
So, you know, with our team, we've been working on this for the last 5-10 years. And this opportunity will provide us with a much needed location to show the proof of concept. So we built this prototype, installed it in the city hall right now, is operational. You and your listeners can go and see it in action. It's a smaller scale, but it shows that, hey, there is no moving part. This machine receives only hot water with temperatures around 80 degrees centigrade and create cooling. With no noise, you can actually stand there and feel the cold air blowing in your face. And, you know, so we are very proud to say that this has been long development coming in the Canadian BC University SFU, and we're hoping to have a huge impact moving forward, not only in BC, but also across Canada and globally.
Later on in the conversation, Bahrami explained why it's taken so long for this technology not only to progress, but to see greater interest from municipalities such as the city of Burnaby.
About 60% of the energy that we generate become waste heat and wasted. So our, linear economy right now, I'm sure you heard about circular economy. So circular economy, nature doesn't have a waste, right? So everything gets reused and repurposed. But our economy, we're still just linear. We extract, use, and we just throw away linearly, right? Because so far we had a lot of resources, nobody really cared about energy, and the energy has been cheap. And now with the rise of concern about climate change and environmental impact, and people are more conscious about their footprint, there is a great opportunity. Now, I should mention that this technology, this fundamental solution, this is nothing new. But the principle never really truly commercialized because a variety of reasons. Number one is the older solution had a lot of problems. They were large, inefficient. And also the alternative, which is still is, electrically driven systems are convenient, become the mainstream, right? And when the industry does something at the scale, they don't want to change. I mean, even if this, I'm sure you appreciate that. It's like they have other issues, right? So they need to address the ongoing day-to-day issues, respond to their investors and so on. So the current companies, the existing companies, they don't really want to go through all the hassle.
At the end of our conversation, Bahrami stresses the untapped potential of waste heat as a sustainable method of air conditioning.
To me, this is a huge opportunity because waste heat is the largest untapped resource on planet. 60%, I mean, we have so much waste heat, and to give you a number, the city of Burnaby, the facility that they're using the waste heat, this is a garbage incinerator, they have 100 megawatt of waste heat. It may not mean anything to you, but just let me break it down. It's about 2.5 times the heat that the entire city uses, city of Burnaby uses, and the neighborhood. So you have tremendous, you don't need to burn natural gas or fossil fuel to heat your house. We have waste heat somewhere that is just being wasted. So why not use that, bring it, and this is a wonderful initiative, right?
Once again, that was our conversation with mechatronics system engineering professor of Simon Fraser University, Majid Bahrami, on his new prototype that converts waste heat found in district heating to cooling that can be used for air conditioning. This prototype is open to be seen by the public at Burnaby City Hall until September 5th of this year. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This interview would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.